Last March, several environmental groups, including the Sierra Club, filed suit against the State Department of Ecology and two regional clean air agencies. The plaintiffs want regulators to do a better job of curbing emissions from the five oil refineries in Washington. They're located near Bellingham, Ferndale, Anacortes, and Tacoma. Jeanette Brimmer is the lawyer with Earth Justice who argued the case in U.S. District Court in Seattle. She says the refineries are responsible for up to 8% of all greenhouse gases released in the state, and they should be considered air contaminants under a state plan to comply with the Federal Clean Air Act.
And what the judge's order says is, yes, state and regional clean air agencies have an obligation to determine what technology is available and should be used by refineries to cut their climate change plan.
U.S. District Judge Marsha Peckman noted regulators are supposed to require reasonably available control technology by industrial emitters of greenhouse gases such as methane, nitrous oxide, and carbon dioxide. It's unclear whether that statement could also apply to other big polluters such as coal plants. The agencies and their co-defendants, represented by the Western States Petroleum Association, say it's not that they don't want greenhouse gases to be regulated. Rather, they think the state's implementation plan is not the way to do it. They're still considering an appeal. Barring that, they say they'd need 3 years before they'd be ready to comply with greenhouse gas emission standards. The plaintiffs say the regulation should be enforced in 90 days. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.